Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Research published recently from Trinity College Dublin has shown evidence of the impact that increased screen time is having on Irish teenagers. The study has used the Goldilocks theory as an indication of not too much or not too little screen time. Well, to tell us more about this is Professor of Sociology Richard Late, and he joins me now. Professor Late, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
I think everybody, since I mentioned this at the start of the programme, has been waiting with bated breath to see what your research says. So how much screen time is too much for teens?
Right, well, we were trying to take a sort of a broader view in some respects of the exposure that young people had online. So we were looking at not only the time that they were spending online, but what they were doing online as well. And then trying to create from that profiles of kind of online engagement. But what we do see is that amongst some young people, what you tend to find is that they have not only a sort of full range of different activities that they're doing online, so they're texting, they're surfing, they're sort of watching videos, but they're also spending a lot of time online, both during the week and at weekends. And it was that high engagement that had all of the different activities, plus the kind of high time usage, that tended to be associated with worse outcomes for young people on different dimensions of mental health and well-being. So we were looking at internalizing and externalizing conditions. So internalizing conditions are things like anxiety, depression, but also other kind of externalizing behaviors, hyperactivity, conduct disorder, and that kind of thing. So we were finding higher symptomology associated with high amounts of time online.
Okay.
And there tends to be a sort of simple narrative that more time online is worse. But we actually found that no time spent online, no time with digital engagement, was associated also with poor outcomes. And that's what led us toward this idea of the Goldilocks effect.
Hang on a second here, Prof. You're telling me no time online is worse than some time online. Is that right?
Well, what we found is that what you tend to see is that these days, interacting online is just another form, or, you know, another conduit of communication. It's like using a telephone. It's like any other form of communication. It's, you know, ownership of mobile phones is saturated within the sort of teen population. Mm-hmm. So if you're not interacting online, that actually says something quite important. You know, they're not getting an opportunity to be involved in some of these sort of network opportunities that are going on online.
But and maybe you're interacting in the real world.
Say that again, sir.
Maybe you're interacting in the real world.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. So there's a general theory out there which is called displacement, that time online is always in a sense of displacement for activities that you might be doing face-to-face. But what we actually see when we look at it is that the people who are spending a high amount of time online are actually spending a higher amount of time in face-to-face interaction as well. So those kind of, you know, those kind of sociable people who like to meet with others, they meet with them online and
real
face-to-face.
So they're connecting. So unfortunately, the time is short here. But you're telling me that some time online then is okay. When does it become damaging, though? Give me the timeline.
Okay, so we're using observational data of young people. We're following them from age 9 through to 18, okay? And we're following them through time. So what we've got is a distribution that we can look at, and okay, we see how that distribution is associated with certain symptoms that people might display. So what we found was that about 1 to 2 hours a day during the week tends to be the point at which you see fewest symptoms. And then as time online increases, you tend to see more symptoms. And then above 3 hours per day, you tend to see a sort of acceleration in the level of symptoms that people, young people are experiencing. But on the other hand, if they're not spending any time online, that also is associated with more symptoms in terms of those internalizing and externalizing symptoms.
Okay. So 1 to 2 hours is a sweet spot somewhere in there.
Yeah, 1 to 2 hours. Okay. The weekend, it tends to be a little bit higher. It tends to be about 2 to 3 hours.
Okay. I must say, it is absolutely fascinating and fantastic to speak with you. I think you've You've given an awful lot of parents the information, arming them with information now to go and tackle this problem, which is a problem for an awful lot of people. Look, Richard Late, Professor of Sociology, TCD, thank you.